Good afternoon. Another hot and humid day is underway across interior New York and New England, with temperatures climbing quickly through the 80s. Many locations will reach into the lower 90s, especially in the valleys, with the higher terrain reaching into the middle and upper 80s for afternoon highs. Regardless, dew points will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s, which will make it feel like it's well into the 90s across the region, and temperatures will feel like they're approaching 100 degrees by mid to late afternoon in many valley locations. We run just the outside risk of a pop-up thunderstorm in this environment. A disturbance will head in our direction from the west during the nighttime hours, and we could see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily closer to the Canadian border. Otherwise, partly cloudy and muggy, with temperatures overnight staying in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A stronger cold front will make an approach during the day on Thursday. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will warm well into the 80s with increased humidity. And as the front approaches, this will lead to scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side. Behind the front, temperatures and humidity levels will drop dramatically on Thursday night, and this will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds and much lower humidity and pleasant air on Friday, with high temperatures staying in the middle and upper 70s. On Saturday, high pressure will build in from southern Canada with a real taste of autumn in the air. Despite mostly sunny skies, highs will stay in the upper 60s and lower 70s. In fact, it'll remain cool on Sunday. As a warm front approaches from the south, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but most everyone will stay in the upper 60s for afternoon highs. That front will work its way through on Monday with a chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies in the 60s on Monday afternoon. And on Tuesday, a low pressure wave will bring a better chance of showers and thunderstorms as temperatures push into the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to track Gordon, which made landfall as a strong tropical storm late last night along the Mississippi-Alabama border. While this system is weakening in intensity, heavy rain will accompany Gordon along its track, spreading an extensive swath of 3 to 6 inches in locally higher amounts across portions of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Widespread flash flooding will be a concern here through the end of the week. Severe thunderstorms will also likely be triggered over this region in association with this system. Meanwhile, large areas of the Central Plains, Mid and Upper Mississippi Valley, and the Upper Great Lakes are currently under flash flood watches and warnings. And with more rain expected, the risk of flash flooding will continue. And Hurricane Florence continues to move across the central Atlantic Ocean, far from land, about 1,500 miles east-southeast of Bermuda and 1,250 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Florence intensified significantly yesterday, but slow weakening is expected today, and this will last for a couple days before conditions become more favorable for intensification again by the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 80s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high, 91, set in 1973, and the record low, 37, in 1974 and in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:23 p.m., 12 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid, with an isolated thunderstorm possible today and highs in the lower 90s, though staying in the 80s in the mountains. Partly cloudy and muggy with an isolated thunderstorm tonight in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs around 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with areas of fog in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid with an isolated thunderstorm possible today and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy with an isolated thunderstorm tonight, lows near 70. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with areas of fog, lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy, hot, and humid today with an isolated thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy with an isolated thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid, scattered showers and storms, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the 70s on Friday with much lower humidity. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the upper 60s. A chance of showers Monday in the 60s. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms back into the mid-70s Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.